最大的一个理论呢，就是一个属圣经的世界观。
And a biblical worldview is opposed to wrong thinking.
那这个属圣经的世界观呢，是跟错误的想法对立的。
So we've spent about a year showing you that there's no proven hard science that disproves anything in the book of Genesis.
那过去一年，我跟大家提出来，就是没有任何有力的证据来反驳圣经里面的真理。
So now we can understand why Genesis is such a great gift to mankind.
那现在我们就可以明白为什么创世纪第一章是给人类这么大的一个礼物。
And that's what we're going to learn today.
那今天我们就要看这些。
So let's go to the Lord in prayer.
好，让我们先到主的面前来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
And we thank you that you give us in your word the right way to think.
我们也感谢你在圣经里告诉我们怎么去想的对。
Lord, your word is an absolute truth. It can't be changed.
因为你的话语是绝对的真理，不能够改变的。
And the only way to live life and pass through this life safely is to base it on your truth.
而唯一能够在今生很安全的度过我们的年日，就是要根据你的话。
Not only does it help us in this life, but it prepares us for eternity.
它不但帮助我们的今生，也帮助我们预备来生。
So we ask that you help us now understand what a biblical worldview is.
所以求主，现在我们明白什么是一个出乎圣经的世界观。
And how we can be a witness for you of that worldview.
我们能够如何为这个世界观来为你做见证。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now there's a cosmic battle for control of our mind and our thoughts.
现在呢，有一个属于宇宙性的心智的控制大战。
And of course, the Bible teaches us this.
但圣经也把这个教导给我们。
Ephesians says, "Put on the helmet of salvation."
以弗所书第六章告诉我们要戴上救恩的头盔。
And the helmet is to protect your mind.
那这个头盔就是要保护我们的脑子。
And biblically, it's protecting us from Satan's lies and deception.
而从圣经的角度来说呢，就是要保护我们不受撒旦的谎言跟欺骗。
Okay. And are you winning this battle? That's what we'll learn today.
那你赢得了这场战争吗？我们今天就要学习这一点。
Studies show that only 10% of professing Christians actually have a biblical worldview.
研究表示，事实上只有10%的基督徒。知道而且明白具有这个属圣经的世界观。
So even most Christians aren't winning this battle.
那事实上呢，很多的基督徒呢都没有赢得这一场战争。
Okay. So what's the definition of a worldview?
那么一个世界观的定义是什么呢
？Here's a simple one.
这边有个非常简单的定义。
A worldview is a set of beliefs about the most important issues of life.
那世界观就是关于人生最重要议题的一组信念。
Right? How do you know what you believe is true?
你怎么知道你所相信的是真的
？Okay, our worldview determines our views and stand on religion.
我们的世界观决定我们对宗教的看法。
Social issues,
还有社会议题的看法。
Education,
教育。
Politics,
政治。
And economics,
还有经济。
All these are crucial to successful life.
那这些对一个成功的生活来说都相当的重要。
We need God's help through His Word to develop.
我们需要上帝借着他的话语来帮助我们。
To develop a true, good, and healthy worldview.
来形成一个真实、良好、健康的世界观。
Many worldviews aren't good and they aren't healthy for you.
很多世界观不是好的，而且对我们来说也不健康。
Okay, here's just a chart that compares the humanist worldview with the biblical worldview.
这边一个图表，它列出人文主义以及圣经世界观之间的差别。
And you can see the blue line there reveals what somebody who really believes the Bible their stance would be on all these key issues.
那这个蓝色的线就代表所有相信圣经的人，他们对这些议题他们的看法。
But a humanist from the Humanist Manifesto, you can see the red lines. They contradict just about everything in the Bible.
但是红色线代表所谓的人文主义观点的，他们跟圣经对立的这个程度。
So this is a source of great conflict in society.
那今天这个社会上就形成了很大的冲突。
Okay, God's word exposes false worldviews.
那上帝的话语就揭发了错误的世界观。
Humanists, Marxists, leftists, and liberal worldviews are pretty much the same.
那么人文主义、马克思主义、左派跟自由派，他们的世界观几乎相当的雷同。
And they dominate media, the education system, mainstream news, and Hollywood.
他们现在已经控制了主要的媒体、教育制度，还有主流新闻跟好莱坞。
So basically, we're being brainwashed in this worldview all day and night.
所以基本上，我们日日夜夜都受这个错误的世界观的洗脑。
All these worldviews are founded on naturalism or materialism.
那这样的世界观是建立在自然论或是唯物论之上。
In other words, the material world is all there is. There's nothing spiritual.
换句话说，他们只相信一个看得见的世界，根本没有任何属灵的存在。
Only God's word reveals the spiritual forces behind the worldview warfare.
但是也只有上帝的话语能够揭开在世界观大战背后的属灵的这个势力。
Now, here's something very interesting. I know you can't see it.
这个东西相当的有意思啊，我知道你看不到。
But this is from the World Almanac.
但是这是来自世界年鉴。
And our government identified what are the key inventions and technologies that are essential.
我们的政府已经试辨出什么样的新发明，还有什么样的科技对人类的生活来说是非常重要的。
For the prosperity and security of any society.
为了任何社会的发达，还有它的安全的保障。
And they listed over 400. This is in 1990.
在1990年，他们列出了600个新的发明或是科技。
And the interesting thing is that almost all these inventions and breakthroughs were from countries with a Judeo-Christian worldview.
那非常有意思的就是这些所谓的发明跟科技呢，几乎全部来自于有一个犹太基督教的世界观的国家。
See, the biblical worldview allows for scientific breakthroughs.
那属圣经的世界观就容许科学有一些突破。
And the interesting thing is, yeah, you do get some inventions from like Japan.
当然我们从日本也看到一些发明。
But the thing is, the people that made them came to the U.S. or England to study. They studied under a biblical worldview.
但是很奇妙，就是这些人可能是在美国或英国读了书再回去，他们已经具有了一个属圣经的世界观。
So we're teaching you something very important. Why it's important to have a biblical worldview.
所以今天要跟大家分享的是相当重要的哈，为什么我们需要有一个合乎圣经的世界观？
We shared this book before about the first 100 years of the Nobel Prizes.
那我曾经跟大家分享过这本书，就是在诺贝尔奖头一百年的一些颁奖的结果。
Right, 17 principal democratic countries are responsible for over 84% of all Nobel Prizes.
那17个主要为民主的国家，他们赢得了84%的诺贝尔奖。
Why? Because freedom is essential to scientific breakthrough.
为什么呢？因为自由对科学的突破来说是相当重要的。
The less free an educational system or a country becomes, the less scientific breakthroughs you're going to have.
一个越不自由的国家，它的教育之下，它能够得到的科学突破是越少。
And here's something interesting: 64% of all the Nobel Prize winners listed Christianity as their faith.
所有赢得诺贝尔奖的人，65%的人列出基督教是他们的信仰。
Okay, now you can hear me. I better not be so loud. Okay, now this is important. Why is a Christian worldview so important?
这就是为什么基督教的世界观是这么的重要。
God's word makes people creative.
因为上帝的话语使人具有创造力。
Okay, Jewish people win 21%, but they also have a biblical worldview.
但是犹太人呢，他们赢得了21%的诺贝尔奖，他们也具有一个属圣经的世界观。
Okay, atheists only are responsible for 10% of Nobel prizes.
无神论者他们得到的是10%的诺贝尔奖。
那这个是不是透露了一些给我们呢？
And here's something as well. Muslims have only 1.8% of all the.
回教徒赢得的诺贝尔奖占0.8%。
And some of those, it was people who had studied in countries that had a biblical worldview.
他们很多人是在有基督教世界观国家学习过了以后才回去发明的。
Don't let people laugh at you because you believe what the Bible says.
所以不要让人讥笑你，假如说你相信圣经的话语。
A biblical worldview promotes good science.
一个圣经的世界观就能够促进良好的科学。
Now, if you believe God's revelation in Genesis and establish a biblical worldview,
假如你相信上帝在创世纪的启示，建立起一个圣经的世界观。
You will find profound meaning in life and guarantee a glorious eternity.
你就会找到人生的深刻意义，并且有光明永恒的一个保证。
Our worldview either leads us into depressing darkness or into the glorious light of life.
所以我们的世界观不是引导我们进入一个沮丧的黑暗，就会引导我们到一个生命的荣光。
So your worldview is very important. How you think can make you depressed or it can cheer you up.
所以我们的世界观相当重要，好，我们怎么想就会引导我们到沮丧或是带给我们希望。
Stephen Hawking said, "There is no heaven or afterlife. That is a fairy story for people afraid of the dark."
一个很有名的无神论者叫哈金啊，他说没有天堂也没有永来生，那是害怕黑怕之人的童话故事。
And he's an atheist. He has that depressing, dark worldview.
因为他是一个无神论者，所以他的世界观是相当沮丧而且非常黑暗的。
John Lennox responded with this.
那林诺斯他是个基督徒，他这么回答。
He said, "Atheism is a fairy story for people afraid of the light."
他就说无神论呢是惧怕光明的人的童话故事。
See, I used to be afraid of the dark and the unknown.
我自己本来相当害怕黑暗以及未知的事情。
Then when I got saved and started reading the Bible, God removed most of my fears.
但是当我开始成为基督徒读圣经的时候呢，神就把我很多的惧怕挪去了。
That's what a biblical worldview will do for you.
这就是一个基督教的世界观可以为你做的。
C.S. Lewis said, "I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen."
读一时说好，我相信基督教，正如我相信太阳已经升起。
Not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else.
不仅是因为我看见它，更因为是我借着它能够看见其他的一切。
So he started out as an atheist till he was in his 30s.
他开始是一个无神论者，一直到他30岁的时候。
But once he became a Christian and developed a biblical worldview, everything started making sense in life.
那一旦他成为基督徒，开始有了圣经的世界观，很多事情就看清楚了。
And it does the same for us.
那对我们来说也是一样。
If you're not a happy Christian, it's probably because you don't have a biblical worldview.
假如你是一个不快乐的基督徒，或许你还没有拥有一个基督徒的世界观。
Now there's three foundations of a biblical Christian worldview.
那基督教的世界观有三个基础。
And we can summarize these in three words.
我们可以用三个字、三个词把它摘要出来。
And this is what I want you to take away today.
那今天我就希望你把这些牢记起来。
It's so simple but so powerful.
它非常简单，但是非常有能力。
First foundation is Genesis 1 and 2.
第一个基础就是创世纪第一、第二章。
It's creation.
就是创造。
It's how God began it all, very good.
上帝如何以美好来开始。
The second thing is corruption.
第二个就是败坏。
From Genesis 3 to Revelation 19, we see how man's sin has messed everything up.
从创世纪第三章开始，一直到启示录十九章，这个败坏呢，就讲到人的罪恶如何搞砸了一切。
And the biblical worldview is the most complete and adequate explanation for the problem of suffering and evil.
而基督徒的世界观呢，它就完整的解释了罪恶跟苦难的问题。
And then the third is the Gospels in Revelation 20 to 22.
那第三个基础就是福音书以及启示录20到22章。
This is Christ's redemption.
就是基督的救赎。
How God is going to restore everything and fulfill His original good purpose in Genesis.
那里告诉我们上帝如何恢复万物，而且实现他原本的目的。
Here's a complete, a good, a true, and a healthy worldview.
这是一个完整健康良好的一个世界观。
Why God's word is crucial to frame our worldview?
那为什么上帝的话语对架构我们的世界观是非常关键的呢？
It's because God is the only self-existent reality.
因为上帝是唯一自存的一个实际。
So all creation depends on Him for its existence and preservation.
万物都靠他的开始，而且也被保存。
Okay. So all knowledge ultimately is going to trace back to God.
所以所有的知识呢，至终都要追溯回到上帝那里。
So God's word reveals truths that science can never discover.
而上帝的话语呢，启示出科学靠它本身永远没有办法发现的真理。
And this is God's gift to us, this biblical worldview.
这就是上帝赐给我们的礼物，这个合乎圣经的世界观。
Because of the fall, it is so easy for us to think wrong.
那因为堕落哈，我们很容易想错。
And it's so hard for us to think right.
确实很难去想对。
That's hard to admit this.
有时候我们很不愿意承认这一点。
Especially if you're a PhD professor in a college.
特别是你在大学是一个博士的教授。
Okay. So, false worldviews lead to false interpretations of reality.
那错误的世界观呢，就导入一个错误对现实的解读。
And there's serious consequences to that.
而且有严重的后果。
And we're experiencing many of them today in our country.
我们今天在我们的国家就经历了很多这样的现象。
Now there's two major worldviews competing for control of your mind.
那现在世界上左右有两个世界观哈，来竞争，要来控制我们的思想。
Right, the one is the materialism and atheistic.
一个是唯物论，就是无神论的。
Right, those worldviews that believe the material world is all there is.
他们相信所有的物质世界就是一切。
And then we have the theistic, believe in God.
然后有一个有神论，就是相信有上帝。
And the biblical worldview.
出乎圣经。
So let's look at the contrast in these two. Okay, we come from nothing, says atheists. This is what evolution teaches.
这是进化论教导的。
Okay.But God says we're a special creation of God.
但是上帝说我们是他独特的创造。
One says nothing wrong with this world.
那一个说哈，这个世界没有什么问题。
All the suffering, evil, it's just normal.
所有的受苦哈，都是自然的，都是正常的。
But God says the world is corrupted. It's been messed up.
但是上帝告诉我们世界是败坏的哈，它已经搞砸了。
Okay, one says there's no meaning or purpose to life.
一个说人生没有意义或是目的。
But God says there is meaning and purpose to life.
但上帝告诉我们，人生是有意义与目的的。
One says we go to nothing when we die. There's no life after death.
一个说死后就消失了，什么都没了。
But God says redemption began at the cross and culminates in eternal glory.
但是另外一个说，十字架就带来了救赎，至终得到永恒的荣耀。
The grave is not the end.
好，坟墓不是终点。
One worships the God of Darwin, time, chance, and natural selection.
好，一个崇拜达尔文神论，就是时间、偶然、自然选择。
But we worship the Trinitarian Creator, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
但是我们敬拜三一真神，哈，父子圣灵。
See, these worldviews are totally opposite.
所以这两个世界观是完全对立的。
And this is why there's so much conflict in our country.
这就是为什么在我们国家有这么多的冲突。
It's a spiritual battle over worldviews for our minds.
就是一个为了争得控制权我们的思想的一个世界观的战争。
One says there's nothing supernatural allowed. There are no miracles or resurrection.
一个说没有超自然，所以没有神迹或是复活。
But God says there is a spiritual realm and miracles are possible.
但是上帝话语说有属灵的境界，神迹是可能的。
One can't distinguish good and bad. This is just how the world is.
一个没有办法分辨对与错。
But God says He determines right and wrong.
但圣经告诉我们，上帝决定对与错。
If there is a creator, He's the one who's going to tell us what's right and wrong.
假如有一位创造者，他会告诉我们什么是对，什么是错。
Okay, now the conflict is between theistic and atheistic worldviews.
那这个矛盾就介于有神跟无神的世界观。
It's not between science and biblical faith.
而不是在乎科学和圣经的这个信仰。
And that's what we've been learning. Creationists and evolution accept the same scientific facts.
我们在过去学到哈，创造论者跟进化论者接受同样的事实。
But we interpret them through a different worldview.
但是却是从不同的世界观来解读他们。
So it's not a war against science and Christians or the Bible.
所以这个战争。我们基督徒也相信科学。
As we learned, most of the Nobel Prize winners are Christians.
好，就像我们刚刚听到的，几乎很大部分的诺贝尔奖得主都是基督徒。
Atheists believe in evolution because of their commitment to a materialistic worldview.
那无神论者相信进化论，是因为他们已经委身于一个唯物世界观。
Not because of the evidence.
而不是因为证据。
And we looked at a lot of similar quotes Richard Dawkins admits.
好，我们也已经看过很多的因素，好像道金斯一样。
He says, even if there was no actual evidence in favor of the Darwinian theory,
他说即使赞同达尔文理论呢，没有实际的证据，
we should still be justified in preferring it over all rival theories.
我们仍然应该选择它胜过所有对手的理论。
Why? Because it's materialistic.
为什么呢？因为他只相信唯物论。
So he doesn't believe in his worldview because he's got science to support it. He believes it because he's made a commitment to atheism and evolution.
所以他对他的世界观的相信呢，不是因为有很多的证据，而是因为他先委身于某个信仰。
A good worldview must know the origin of things.
好，那我们看看哈，一个良好的世界观首先必须知道万物的起源。
Okay, and that's what we have in Genesis 1 and 2, creation.
这就是创世纪第一、第二章，创造。
How God created it all very good.
上帝如何以美好开始。
Okay. In Genesis 1 and 2 is God's original creation.
所以在创世纪一二章，上帝原始的创造是非常好的。
The gospel begins with, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
那上帝的福音的开头就是起初上帝创造天地，都是好的。
It answers the question, where or who did we come from?
他回答这个问题就是我们从何而来。
You got to know where you came from.
好，我们必须知道我们从何而来。假如我们要知道我们要往哪里去。
We know creation's original nature and purpose.
我们也知道创造原本的性质跟它的目的。
That's why a biblical worldview gives us meaning and purpose.
这就是为什么圣经的世界观给我们意义与目的。
Sharing the gospel must start with creation, not the fall. Here's where a lot of us make a mistake.
我们当中很多人会犯的错误就是呢，我们必须知道福音的分享要从创造而不是堕落开始。
See, the fall implies our essential identity as being a guilty sinner.
因为堕落表示我们最基本的身份是一个有罪的罪人。
How often do you start your sharing the gospel with, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God?
那我们有多少人在分享这个福音的这个信息的时候，开始就说哦，每个人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Yeah, don't start with sin, start with creation.
好，所以你不要从这个开始，你要从神的美好的创造开始。
That's where God begins.
因为这是上帝开始的。
Individual human value and dignity are found in the beginning.
好，个人的价值跟尊严呢，就在起初找
到。Why even try and save somebody?
为什么我们要使某个人来拯救他呢？
Because they're so precious.
因为他们在神的眼中是非常宝贵的。
Humans are not hopelessly evil.
人类并不是绝望的一个罪恶的人。
But we're all corrupted by the fall.
但是因为堕落，我们都败坏了。
Original creation exalts humanity while revealing the immeasurable magnitude of the fall.
所以上帝起初的创造呢，是高举人类的，但是同时他启示出堕落的。巨大的这个范围。
It's because humans have such high value and purpose that the fall of sin is so tragic.
那因为人类具有如此崇高的价值跟目的呢，那个罪恶就显得相当的悲惨。
Here's a simple illustration to help us understand.
我这边有个很好的举例哈，来帮助大家明白这一点。
Say I go to 99 cent store and I buy a plate.
好，我去99分毛还是分呢？我去99分的这个店里买一个盘子。
Yeah, it's a cheap trinket, right?
这是一个很便宜的东西哈。
So if I were to drop it,
结果把它落到地上了。
Right. Yeah, he'll go to 99 cent store buy another one.
我会再回去那个店里再买一个。
It's cheap.
因为它很便宜。
But this plate that I smuggled out of the museum in Taipei.
但是这个我从台北的博物馆偷拿出来的这个盘子呢
？This Ming Dynasty plate.
是明朝的一个盘子。
This thing you can't put a price on it. Belongs to the museum.
你没有办法为它定价哈，它是属于博物馆的。
Now, what would you think if I was playing with this and throwing it up and down and almost dropped it?
假如我这个玩它，好把它打到在地上了，怎么办
？That would be a tragedy. I might end up in prison.
好，那可能会是酿造悲剧哈，我或许会被关在监狱里。
Why? Because this is so valuable.
为什么呢？因为这个是这么的值钱。
Okay. Do you see the problem with?
evolution.
所以你可以看到这个进化论的问题呢。
It has made human life cheap.
它使人的生命变得很廉价。
Because you have no purpose, you're just an accident.
因为你没有目的，你只是一个意外。
You're no different than an animal.
你跟动物没什么差别。
So, here's a question that proves this, that you can see these on YouTube videos.
好，那另外一个就是一个证明哈，你在这个油管上也可以看到他的视频。
If you go up to a young person on the street and ask him this question.
假如你到街上问一个年轻人这个问题。
If your pet dog and a human being were both drowning and you could only save one.
假如你的这个宠物狗跟一个人同时在溺水，你只能救一个的话。
Which one would you save?
你要救哪个呢？
You know, we should be pretty worried about how most young people are answering this.
但我们应该很担心哈，多数年轻人这样的回答。
Most of them are saying they would save their pet over the human being.
他们多数人会说，我们会拯救我们的宠物，而不会去拯救这个人。
Why? Because they've been brainwashed that humans and animals are the same.
因为他们已经被洗脑，说动物跟人是同等的。
So you base your decision on your feelings, not on truth.
所以你的决定是根据你的感情，而不是根据真理。
Evolution fails the test of being a good worldview by its ignorance of origins.
那进化论没有办法通过良好世界观的检验，是因为它忽视或是它无知，它对起源无知。
Right? Evolution offers no hard scientific proof for the origin of time, space, or matter.
那进化论没有办法提供硬科学的起源证据啊，好比时间、空间、物质。
They can't tell us the origin of energy, stars, or planets.
他们也没有办法告诉我能量、星星跟行星的来源。
They can't tell us the origin of life on Earth, male and female, sex and family.
他们也没有办法说明地球的生命，男性、女性、性还有家人、家庭。
We studied all this the last year.
那去年我们把这些都研究过了。
They can't explain the origin of human consciousness, language, or information.
他们也没有办法解释人类意识、语言、资讯的开始。
All they give us is faith in made-up stories.
他们只要提供给我们。要相信他们所捏造的故事。
See, they have no hard science; it's just soft science.
因为他们没有实证科学，好，没有硬科学，只有软科学。
Which they're making up stories to try and explain it.
就是捏造出来故事，然后去解释。
Here's a great example. This book, A Universe from Nothing.
那这又是一个很好的这个例子哈，就是一个来自虚无的宇宙。
Right, their worldview exchanges Almighty God for nothing.
他们的这个世界观呢，将全能的上帝改变成虚无。
Right, it seems that peer pressure seems to cause even people with PhDs to become irrational.
所以，因为这个同辈的压力，还有甚至一些博士呢，开始变得就非理性了。
Probably a bigger problem is so many people cannot see how irrational this is and will believe it.
那更大的问题是，很多人看不出这个的非理性，而愿意去相信它。
Nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever has.
我们知道哈，有一个很有名的歌，就是“虚无产生虚无”，从来没有任何事情从虚无当中生产出来。
Only a PhD could believe you could get a universe from nothing.
那只有一个博士会相信哈，虚无当中可以产生万物。
Remember, you can be super smart and still be a fool.
所以要记得哈，我们可以超级聪明，但是却仍然是个愚昧人。
Evolution fails the test of being a good worldview by its ignorance of the origin of male, female, sex, and family.
那进化论没有办法通过良好的世界观的检验，是因为它对雌雄、体性、家庭的起源无知。
This is a great book. That's why I put the picture there.
好，这是一本很好的书哈，我把它的图片放在这里。
The title is Darwin's Secret Sex Problem.
就达尔文秘密的这个性的问题。
Well, a lot of people buy it just for the title.
很多人因为这个名称很好，就去买这本书。
But what he's doing is exposing evolution's fatal flaw. They cannot explain the origin of sexuality.
那这本书它的重点就在揭露进化论对这方面，就是性啊、雌雄体啊、家庭起源的这方面的无知。
And they can't because it was created by God in Genesis 1 and 2.
那他们没有办法去解释这些，因为原本就是上帝创造了，从创世纪一二章我们就知道。
Okay, soft science wants us to believe that a million different species evolved both male and female simultaneously by chance with no intelligence.
那软科学呢，就希望我们相信 上百万不同的种类同时进化，而他们复杂的性器官包括雌体跟雄体，只是借着时间与偶然，不需要任何智能的介入。
It takes more faith to believe that than it does to believe this book.
所以你需要更大的信心去相信这个，相信圣经反而需要比较少的信心。
What you believe about your origin will impact your self-esteem and the way you live.
那么我们对自身起源的信念呢，会影响我们的自我形象和我们的道德生活。
Are you an accident of time and chance with no purpose?
我们是时间跟宇宙偶然的意外呢，没有目的的吗？
Well, then there's no ultimate right or wrong and no judgment.
那么就没有终极的对错，也没有审判。
Or are you a special creation of Almighty God with eternal purpose?
还是说你是全能上帝特殊的创造，具有永恒的目的呢？
Then God determines right and wrong.
那么上帝就决定对与错。
And He will hold each one of us accountable for how we live, the sins we commit.
而他要我们对他最后的审判这个道德标准来负责。
There is a final judgment.
好，有一个最终的审判。
A good worldview must be able to explain why there is evil, suffering, and death in the world.
那另外一个良好的世界观必须能够解释为什么罪恶、苦难跟死亡存在。
This is our second point.
这就是我们的第二点。
What was the first one? It's a C.
第一点是什么呢 ？C 开头。
Creation
好，创造也是 C 开头哈。
Creation
好，创造，大家一起说好，创造。
Now we have corruption.
那现在我们有败坏。
How man's sin messed everything up.
人的罪恶怎么样搞砸了一切
？Everybody's so quick to blame God for the mess this world is in.
很多人会很快去怪罪上帝为了世界上所有的罪恶。
But the Bible makes it very clear it's men that messed it up.
但是圣经说的非常清楚，是人。把这些搞砸的
，and women, just so you don't think you're off the hook.
还有男性跟女性哈。
Genesis 3 through 19, corruption of all creation by sin.
好，所以创世纪三章到启示录十九章就记载了罪败坏万事的这个记录。
And we really struggle to comprehend the real impact of sin on this world in our life.
而我们呢，就很难去理解这个罪如何影响世界，我们。没有办法捕捉它，它全然的这种影响力。
God created all things very good.
上帝创造万物成为美好。
But because of Adam's fall, everything has been corrupted.
但是自从亚当的堕落，万事万物都被败坏了。
And it's been corrupted for the worse.
而且越来越坏。
Even the most beautiful experiences and beautiful things you find in this world.
即使我们在世界上可以找到最美好的事物
，they're still corrupted.
它仍然是堕落的一部分。
And nothing like what they're going to be like in the world to come.
而将来在未来的世界想要看见的一切呢，世界上没有办法去比。
Here's something very important. Our minds and thoughts are victims of the fall.
那另外一个大家也要留意的就是，我们的心思意念呢，也是堕落的受害者。
So we need the objective truth of God's word if we're going to think right.
所以我们需要上帝客观的真理，假如我们要想得对的话。
Because without God's word, you're just going to give in to peer pressure.
因为没有上帝的话呢，我们就会投降给同辈之间的想法，还有他们的压力。
And you're going to be deceived by Satan's deceptions.
撒旦就会趁机来欺骗我们。
Evolution fails the test of being a good worldview by its inability to explain or solve the problem of evil.
那进化论没有办法通过良好世界观的检验，是因为它没有办法解释或解决罪恶的问题。
Here's a typical quote.
这边有一个很典型的引述。
Atheists simply say, "This is just how the world is, and you have to get used to it."
好，无神论者是说这个世界就是这个样子，你就去习惯它吧。
Some people are lucky, and some people are not.
有些人幸运，有些人不幸运。
And we need to grow up and get used to it.
我们就要长大哈，去习惯它。
And that's just a typical quote from atheists.
好，这是一个典型引述一个无神论者所讲的话。
Same view as evolutionists and humanists.
好，那这个人文主义者跟这个进化论者的观点是非常雷同的。
There is no logical concept of good and evil if God doesn't exist.
好，所以倘若上帝不存在，就没有善恶的逻辑观念。
All scientists are victim of the fall.
那所有的科学家也都是堕落的受害者。
And we give you two books of the many here that prove this.
好，那这边有两本书哈，告诉你这是证据之一。
corruption and deceit are just as common in science as in any other human endeavor.
腐败跟欺骗在科学界与其他人类工程一样普遍。
So you got to be careful when a scientist says, "You have to believe me. I'm a scientist."
所以当一个科学家对你说你要相信我，我是科学家的时候
，Is he also a sinner?
你要小心啊，他也是罪人吗
？Can he also be deceived?
他也容易被骗吗
？Yeah. So you got to check everything out.
好，所以要小心。
Scientists interpret the data according to their worldview.
那科学家是根据他们的世界观来解读这个数据。
Now, Scripture reveals much of the origin, history, and final elimination of all evil.
圣经启示很多起源、历史以及所有罪恶跟苦难最终的消除。
Evil's origin in man and creation, and it's traced back to Satan.
那罪恶的起源是什么？就是在人与创造的里面可以追溯到撒旦。
Okay, so we have the origin of evil in the Bible.
所以在圣经告诉我们罪恶的起源。
Evil's history is traced throughout the Bible.
罪恶的历史呢，全本圣经都在追溯它。
And we see evil's final judgment and elimination in the book of Revelation.
我们在启示录看到罪恶最终的审判与消除。
The biblical worldview is the only worldview that has an authoritative final solution to all evil and suffering.
所以圣经的世界观是唯一具有权威的解决所有罪恶跟苦难的这个权威。
And here's an illustration. You can't read it, but I wanted it to be in the PowerPoint.
好，现在是另外一个举例哈。
Good illustration for understanding evil in this world and why we don't understand it all.
那这个举例就说明世界上所存在的罪恶，以及我们怎么没有办法完全的去了解它。
Okay, assume you wanted to join the resistance in World War II France against the Nazis.
假如说在第二次世界大战，你要加入法国抵抗德国纳粹的这个抵抗军。
And the resistance leader finds out, and he comes and makes personal contact with you.
那这个抗军的这个领袖呢，他知道要来找你谈。
He says, "If you trust me and you want to join the resistance."
他说：“假如你相信我，你要加入这个反抗军的话。”
This will be the last time we ever talk face to face again.
这是我们最后一次面对面的谈话。
It'll be just too dangerous for us to meet this way again.
好，我们这样子面对面的相见呢，是太危险的。
Because we're at war.
因为我们现在在作战。
Okay, sometimes you will know exactly what I'm doing.
有的时候你会确实知道我在做什么。
Sometimes you won't.
有的时候你不知道。
I might even be in a Gestapo uniform myself, arresting one of our own resistance people.
我很可能有的时候会穿上秘密警察的衣服来逮捕这个反抗军的成员。
And what you won't understand is that I'm actually saving him from the real Gestapo before they arrest him.
但是你不晓得的就是，我事实上呢是真正的假装成这个秘密警察来拯救这个成员，使他不受真正的秘密警察的这个伤害。
But after the war's over and we've won,
然后战争完了之后呢，我们得胜了。
All the secrets and the things we couldn't explain will be made known.
那所有这些秘密进行的事情呢，都会公开出来，就是大家都知道。
And you'll understand why everything happened the way it did.
那个时候你就会明白为什么事情是这样的发生。
See, we're in a spiritual warfare right now.
那今天我们也在一个属灵的战争当中。
Right, and a lot of it.We don't understand what God's doing.
那有的时候很多事情我们不晓得上帝到底在做什么。
But we trust Him because we know He can do nothing wrong.
但是我们相信他，因为我们知道上帝所做的不会是错的。
See, we can trust God in the dark.
我们在黑暗当中可以相信上帝。
Because we're not in the dark about how good our God is.
因为我们对我们上帝是如何的良善美好呢？我们不是在黑暗当中。
Only in the biblical worldview do you find out just how good and how great God is, so you don't worry that He could do anything wrong.
只有一个基督教的世界观告诉我们上帝的良善跟美好，我们知道他不会做错任何事情。
A good worldview must have a solution for evil, suffering, and death, and offer hope.
那么，一个良好的世界观必须能够解决罪恶、苦难跟死亡的问题，而且提供。
And this we get in the Bible from the Gospels in Revelation 20:22. Okay, so the first one is what? Creation. Everybody say it. Creation.
所以第一个是救赎。
Second one is what? Corruption.
这个是败坏。
And who messed it up?
是谁搞砸的呢?
Okay, not God. Don't blame God for the mess this world's in.
是人好，不是上帝。
And now what do we have? Christ's redemption.
那现在第三个也是 C 哈。
There is
就是基督的救赎。
There is a solution to the problem of evil.
好，罪恶的问题是有解决之道。
God will restore everything and fulfill His original purpose.
上帝会恢复万物，而且实践他起初的目的。
To be worthy of believing, a worldview must answer this question.
那一个世界观若要值得相信呢，他必须回答以下这个问题。
How can the world be made right again?
那世界怎么能够再一次变好呢？变对呢？
Right? What's the best way to live?
什么是最好的生活方式？
The Bible tells us very clearly.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
But evolution fails this worldview test.
但是进化论呢，就在这个测验当中呢，它通不过。
Okay, the heart of Christianity is the God who suffers for us on the cross.
那基督教的核心就是一个上帝，他愿意在十字架上为我们受苦。
He shares in our suffering.
分担我们的苦难。
He triumphs over it in the resurrection.
他在复活的时候呢，他就得胜了。
And he's going to eliminate suffering in the new heaven and the new earth.
在新天新地，他会消除所有的苦难。
Why would you exchange this worldview for the unreasonable worldview of people who believe everything came from nothing?
那为什么你要放弃这样一个世界观，而去接受一个来自虚无，导致人进入死亡的另外一种世界观呢？
This worldview is light and life.
因为这个世界观是光明，是生命。
The other worldview is darkness and depression.
那另外一个世界观是黑暗，是沮丧。
This worldview is full of hope.
那这个世界观充满了盼望。
The other worldview is hopeless.
那另外一个世界观是绝望。
You have to choose carefully what you believe.
所以我们要非常小心地选择我们相信的是什么。
But you better make sure you're not being deceived by the culture around you.
但是你要确保哈，你的脑筋、你的想法不受我们四周的文化所欺骗、所影响。
The only way to know you're not being deceived is you've got to come back to God's word.
好，我们唯一知道自己不是受欺骗的是，我们必须回到上帝的话语。
Revelation 20 to 22, all creation will be redeemed.
在启示录二十到二十二章说，所有的造物都会被救赎。
God's original purpose will be beautifully fulfilled.
那上帝起初的目的将会完美美好的实现。
We find out what happens when I die.
我们会找到当我死的时候会发生什么事情。
It's all here.
在圣经里都有。
Right, if you saw the funeral yesterday,
假如你昨天参加了追思礼拜，
you learn how glorious a Christian's funeral is when you have a Biblical worldview.
当你有一个基督徒的世界观的时候，你就知道基督教的追思礼拜是多么的充满荣耀。
We are not just saved from sin, but we're saved to fulfill the purpose for which we created.
我们不单单是从罪恶当中得救，这是要实现我们被造的目的。
God tells us why I'm here.
上帝告诉我们为什么我们在这个地方。
Now, sometimes this is a struggle to find out, right? Why am I here, Lord?
有的时候我们很挣扎的想要去找到，说主啊，我为什么还活在这个世界上？
And what I found is this changes at different stages of your life, right? God's plans
have stages. 那我发现就是在我们生活不同的阶段呢，会跟着不同的改变。
But the more you get into God's word, the easier it'll be to find out why you're here. Why did God put you here?
但是当我们更多进入神的话呢，我们就更容易找到为什么我们还活在世界上。
Every one of us has a God-given purpose and our place in this life.
那每一个人，上帝都对我们的人生有目的，而且知道要在世界上做些什么。
We must know our eternal future and reward.
我们也必须知道永恒的未来和将来的奖赏。
Because nothing compares to that.
因为没有什么事情可与之比较。
Evolution fails the test of being a good worldview by its total inability to offer a redemptive hope.
那第三呢？进化论没有办法通过良好世界观的检验，是因为它没有无力提供救赎的盼望。
Here's a quote from a typical atheist, evolutionist, humanist.
这就是一个非常典型的引述，来自一位无神论者。
There are no gods.
他说没有神明。
Or purposeful forces of any kind.
也没有任何的目的的力量。
No life after death.
好，死后也没有生命。
When I die, that's going to be the end of me.
好，当我死的时候呢，那就是我的结束。
There is no ultimate foundation for ethics.
也没有至终的伦理基础。
No ultimate meaning in life.
也没有至终的人生意义。
And this is a professor at Cornell University.
这是康奈尔大学的一位教授说的。
Helps me understand. We had a student from our church went to Cornell and fell into a deep depression there.
好，我们教会曾经一位年轻人上康奈尔大学，结果在那个学校时候呢，就患了非常严重的忧郁症。
It's easy to understand when you realize how they're being brainwashed in such a depressing and dark worldview like this.
假如我们知道他们被这么黑暗、这么沮丧的这个世界观洗脑的话呢，你就知道为什么他们的想法会落入这样的情况。
Now let's look at some practical applications to understand the battle for control of your mind.
那现在让我们来想想哈，要明白这个思想控制大战的一些实际的应用。
This is where the rubber hits the road.
这就是。
Yeah, okay, we must be able to distinguish our biblical worldview from those opposing biblical truth.
我们必须明白哈，能够分辨圣经的世界观跟反对圣经真理之间的差别。
So we want to identify ideas and political policies that contradict God's truth.
我们现在来看看哈，我们怎么辨识与上帝真理冲突的理念和一些政治政策。
Now here's one of the big ones.
这是其中一个大项。
God's word teaches a death penalty for murder.
好，那上帝的话语教导谋杀的人呢是要判死刑的。
That's before the law.
在律法之前。
In the law of Moses.
也在摩西的律法之中。
And even in the New Testament, you have the death penalty.
甚至在新约里面也都有死刑。
Okay, now.This becomes a huge argument if you don't understand the different worldviews about the death penalty.
那这就是从一个很大的争论哈，假如我们不明白这个世界观之间的差别。
Okay, leftist liberal policies eliminate the death penalty, and they're soft on criminals and hard on the victims.
那左派或自由派呢，他们的政策是要消除死刑，因为他们对罪犯相当宽容，但对受害者呢相当严厉。
You don't have to read much in the news to see how soft our society is becoming on crime.
你不需要读这个报纸就知道我们这个社会，我们这个政策怎么对犯罪者呢越来越宽松。
And they want to eliminate the death penalty for criminals.
而这个谋杀罪犯呢，他们也要消除对他们的死刑。
Now here's an important thing that I've learned in discussing or arguing this issue. Because it is pretty controversial in our society today.
那这个死刑在我们的社会是非常的争论性的。好，那我从跟他们的不相信、不接受死刑人的这边辩论了，我才学到了更多。
Okay, not every sin in the Old Testament that had the death penalty brings the death penalty under God's grace in the New Testament.
那并非旧约中每一个判死刑的罪呢，在新约上帝的恩典下呢，还是被判死刑。
Because you see, they'll always quote some law in the law of Moses and say, "Oh, you want us to put people to death for that today?"
很多人就说，哦，在旧约摩西的律法下呢，这样的人就要被判死刑。那他说，那你们要我们今天也判这样的人死刑吗
？No, we live in the age of grace today.
而不是哈，因为我们今天是活在上帝的恩典的这个阶段。
The Bible warns us, though, that every sin in the Old Testament that brought death.
但是圣经却警告我们，在旧约当中每一个被判死刑的罪
will still bring eternal death under God's judgment.
那在上帝的审判之下呢，会带来永恒的灭亡。
The one that always bothered me was liars.
一个让我非常困扰的就是说谎的人。
They're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. They're going to hell if they don't repent.
那圣经说得很清楚哈，假如他们不悔改的话呢，他们就要下地狱。
That's one of the most repeated sins that the Bible tells us in the New Testament will keep you out of heaven.
那个是常常在圣经里不断重复的一个罪，就是说谎，会让你没有办法进天国。
We don't put you to death for lying, and we don't want to put you to death for lying.
今天我们不会一个人的说谎判他死刑啊。
This is the age of grace.
因为现在是一个恩典的时代。
But we have to warn people, God is going to judge all liars and all lies at the great judgment.
但是圣经告诉我们，上帝会审判所有说谎的人，在最后审判的时候呢，说谎的人都会受审判。
And what we find out is just about every sin that had the death penalty under the law of Moses will have the death penalty at the final judgment.
那我们也晓得，在摩西律法下，所有被判死刑的这些罪呢，在上帝最后的审判当中，仍然是被判死罪。
So what can we do? Aren't we all guilty?
所以我们都有罪吗？
Yes, we are. The Bible says we've all sinned.
好，圣经说是的，我们都犯了罪。好。
So there's only one solution.
只有一个解决方法。
To avoid God's eternal death penalty.
去避免上帝永恒的死刑。
Repent of your sin and trust Jesus alone as your Savior.
要悔改罪恶，而且相信耶稣做我们的救主。
Other than that, there is no, even the biblical worldview doesn't give you hope if you will not repent of your sin and trust Jesus.
那即使你有基督教的世界观，但是仍然不悔改的话呢，你也没有办法。
False worldviews contradict God's word.
那错误的世界观会抵触上帝的话语。
The Bible teaches we must not murder innocent babies in the womb.
那圣经教导我们不可谋杀母腹中无辜的婴孩。
From conception, we're fully human. God considers us fully human.
而神认为我们从受孕开始就是一个完整的人。
By the way, so did science before.
那以前的科学也是这么承认。
You were considered fully human from the moment of conception until it became a political matter.
受孕开始，你就是一个完整人，直到这件事情被政治化。
Now observe the contradictions and hypocrisy here when you have a non-biblical worldview.
那现在我们来看看哈，这个矛盾之处，还有当我们反对圣经的世界观的时候，会有什么矛盾的行为？
Okay, the left pushes abortion with an irrational fanaticism.
那左派以非理性的狂热推行堕胎。
Yet they won't punish violent criminals.
但是他们却不愿意惩罚暴力罪犯。
But they will murder innocent babies.
却愿意谋杀无辜的婴孩。
How can you tell me you don't believe in the death penalty for criminals and yet you kill innocent babies?
你怎么可以告诉我说你不相信这些谋杀案要判死刑，但是你却愿意去杀死小婴孩呢？
That doesn't make sense.
对我来说行不通。
But a lot of people can't see that if they don't have a biblical worldview.
但是很多人如果没有圣经的世界观，他看不出这个不同。
They push euthanasia, which is mercy killing for the elderly and infirm.
他们也推行年老者跟体弱多病的人的安乐死。
Where God tells us we're to lay down our life for others, not kill them because we think they're inconvenient.
但是圣经却告诉我们，我们要为人舍身，不能因为他们是我们的不方便，就把他们给做掉。
You see, evolution cheapens human life.
我们晓得进化论使人的生命低贱。
You become worthless once you can't contribute to society.
一旦我们没有办法对社会提出贡献的时候呢，我们就失去我们的这个价值。
But you're never worthless to God.
但是对上帝来说，我们不从来不会没有价值。
And you're never worthless to someone who has a biblical worldview.
而对那些具有圣经世界观的人来说呢，你也从来不会没有价值。
Look at the moral disaster from evolutionary teaching.
我们看看从进化论的教导所制造出的道德灾难。
Okay, which one of these two is more valuable?
那这两个其中哪一个比较有价值呢？
An eagle and an egg or a baby in the womb?
是一个老鹰生的蛋还是在母腹当中的婴孩呢？
Well, look here, it says, destroy an eagle and the fine is $5,000.
假如你毁了一个老鹰的蛋呢，这个罚款是5000元。
The second offense is 2 years in prison.
那第二次犯同样的错呢，就是要被关2年。
And a $250,000 fine.
而且要罚款25万。
Murder an unborn child.
但是谋杀了一个还没出生的婴孩。
No penalty.
没有惩罚。
In fact, people get paid to do it.
事实上呢，你堕胎，人家还会付你钱。
In fact, under the Biden administration, the taxpayer is paying for it.
事实上，在今天的政府的这个治理下呢，是。纳税人付钱。
What we got to realize is our country will be held accountable for murdering innocent.
那我们的国家就要为这件事情在神面前负责。
That's why we have to share our worldview.
这就是为什么必须我们要分享我们的世界观。
Because we can turn the corruption around if we do.
因为假如我们这么做的话呢，我们可以把这个败坏扭转过来。
Let's just compare the leftist and the biblical worldview real quick.
好，我们现在很快的来做这两个世界观的对照。
One says our body belongs to us and we can engage in any kind of sex we want.
一个说好，我们的身体是我们的，我们可以从事任何自己想要的性行为。
But God says our body belongs to God. It's a gift from Him.
上帝说我们的身体属于他，是来自他的礼物。
And we avoid sexual immorality because it's a sin against our own body.
我们会逃避淫乱的行为，因为那个是对自己的身体犯罪。
These are opposite worldviews.
这就是不同的世界观。
Okay. One says education, remove God from schools and indoctrinate the students.
好，另外一个教育方面呢，就是要把上帝从学校给排除。
Biblical worldview, education is to learn about God from His creation, and it's supposed to teach.
基督圣经的世界观就是说要教导创世论，这个创造论，去教导学生去认识上帝。
One makes policies to weaken the traditional family.
那一个就制造政策来毁坏传统的家庭。
They even go so far as to change the definition of family.
甚至去改变家庭的定义。
It's been a universal definition in every culture throughout history.
好，在历史上，这个普遍的这个家庭的定义很多年都没有改变的。
But now you have PhDs who do not have a biblical worldview that are convincing people to do something that is totally irrational.
但现在哈，一些所谓的这个博士们哈，没有圣经世界观的人，他会说服别人去接受另外一种对家庭的定义。
Remember, you can be very smart and still be a fool.
所以你可以非常的聪明，但是还是一个笨人。
God says the family is created by God as one man and one woman to raise godly children.
那圣经告诉我们，上帝说哈，家庭是上帝所造的，一男一女组成来养育敬虔的后代。
One says people are basically good. They do bad because they're victims of poverty or the environment.
那一个是说哈，人基本是善良的，他们作恶呢是因为贫穷或是环境。
That's why they're easy on criminals.
所以就是是对这个罪犯的相当的宽容。
The criminal is the victim.
说因为他们是受害者。
If we just give them money or we change their environment, they'll quit being criminals.
假如我们给他们钱，改变他们的环境，他们就不会再做作奸犯科了。
Not working very well, is it?
但是这个不是很好的行得通。
That's because the true worldview says people are sinners by nature.And they choose to do right or wrong.
那圣经的世界观说呢，人的本性是罪恶的，他选择行善或行恶。
And the government's job, according to the Bible,
那根据圣经，一个政府的工作就是
is to punish the evil,
惩罚罪恶
and to reward the good,
奖赏良善。
And if a government does its job,
假如政府做他该做的事情
crime will go down,
犯罪率会下降
and Goodness will increase.
良善的行为会增加。
One says wokeness and BLM actually have no place for forgiveness.
那现在我们看到，所谓觉醒跟黑命棍的运动呢，在他们里面没有饶恕的余地。
I'm sure, like me, you've seen many people on TV who've been on TV for years.
好，我想大家看到很多人在电视上哈很多年。
And they made one wrong statement.
他们说了一个很错误的陈述。
And because of this wokeness and political correctness,
那因为这所谓的觉醒还有政治正确
they're fired and their whole career is down the drain.
他们就被解职，而且他们的一生就找不到工作。
Because there's no forgiveness on the left.
因为在他们这个左派来看呢，不容许饶恕。
BLM cannot forgive you for being born white.
那这个黑命贵呢，就不可以饶恕你生来是白人。
But God says we must forgive as Christ has forgiven us.
但是圣经说我们必须饶恕哈，正如基督饶恕了我们。
Darwin's theory fuels racism.
我们也晓得达尔文主义呢，他这个理论呢，激发了种族主义。
Look at the original title.
我看他原本的这本书的标题。
And they'll never show you the full title, whether you're buying a book on Amazon or where. They never put the whole title.
好，当你在。网上买书的时候呢，他不会把这个书的全名告诉你。
You know why the title promotes racism?
为什么呢？因为它的标题就促进了所谓的这个民族种族主义。
It says the preservation of favored races in the struggle for life.
它这个小标题就是说，在人生命的挣扎当中呢，比较好的种族会被保存下来。
See, Darwin believes certain races have evolved above others.
因为达尔文相信哈，某些种族是比某些种族更进化。
Okay. Evolution traces all people today back to about 1,000 hominoids.
那进化论追溯今天所有的人类到1000种从原进化来的原始人。
And some races are superior to others. You can't get away from that.
那某些人种呢是优于其他的人种。
But God's word teaches because all men trace their heritage back to one original couple.
那圣经告诉我们哈，由于全人类都可以追溯他们的根源到一对原始的夫妻。
And because all men are created in the image of God.
而且全人类都是按照上帝的形象被造的。
We have all equal dignity and value.
我们都具有同等的尊严跟价值。
Whether you're black, white, yellow, even blue or green.
好，不论你是红黄黑白褐。
Whether you're handicapped, emotionally handicapped.
不管你有精神或肉体的残障。
Before God, we all have equal value.
在上帝面前，我们的本质都是同样的尊严。
Only the Christian worldview ultimately can eliminate racism.
好，只有基督教的世界观，它最终可以消除这个种族主义。
So here's our three lessons.
所以我们有些功课要学哈。
We must be ready to share our worldview with those who have a different one.
好，我们要预备好将这个世界观与另外一种人。
Hopefully we've learned enough that you realize you don't have to be ashamed of Genesis 1 and 2.
我希望我们大家今天学的东西让我们不要因为创世纪一二章而感到羞愧。
We must have a solid understanding of the three foundations of this life-changing biblical worldview.
我们必须扎实的明了能够改变生命的圣经基督徒世界观它的三个基础。
Because if Christians had a biblical worldview and shared it,
假如基督徒知道这个世界观，而且去分享的话，
it would change our world.
它会，我们会改变这个世界。
It would decrease crime.
也会降低犯罪。
And increase good.
好，增加良善。
So what are the three points?
好，那这三点是什么呢？
Creation.
就是创造。
How God began it all, very good.
好，上帝如何以美好开始。
Okay. Second.
第二个就是
corruption.
败坏。
How man sin messed everything up.
人的罪恶如何搞砸一切。
Can you blame God for the mess this world's in?
我们可以因为世界的所有的问题来怪罪于神吗？
No. Share this worldview with people who are blaming God for all the evil.
假如有人在怪罪神的话，那你要把这个跟他说明。
And then here's our hope, Christ's redemption.
最后就是我们的盼望，基督的救赎。
God will restore everything to its original purpose.
上帝会恢复万物，回到他起初的目的。还有他无罪的荣耀。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for gifting us with a biblical worldview.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们一个属圣经的世界观。
Letting us know that because of the fall of Adam into sin,
让我们知道因为堕落亚当跟夏娃的犯罪，
all creation has been corrupted.
所有的造物都败坏了。
And it's so easy for us to think wrong, and so hard for us to think right.
我们很容易去想错，而很难去想对。
And that's why you gave us your word.
这就是为什么你把你的话赐给我们。
It's your absolute truth that never changes.
它是你绝对的真理，不会改变的。
And if we believe it and build our life on it,
假如我们相信它，而且将我们的生命建造在它的上面，
we can have the best possible life in this world.
我们可以在世界上拥有最好的生活。
And we're prepared and guaranteed for eternity.
而且预备好有永恒的、有永生的保障。
Thank you for the gift of a biblical worldview.
所以我们要感谢你赐给我们圣经世界观这个好的礼物。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.